Rocktown Hall's Saturday Night Shut-In. I'm your host, Mr. Moderator. This is episode 100. 100 shut-ins. Thanks in no small part to the works of Slim Jade and Cliff Sovinsanity, who kept the train rolling the last few months while I was busy doing other things. I'm back. They'll be back. Don't worry. I survived a doubleheader with my baseball team last week, thankfully. Did not get injured, which is even more important than going 3-for-7. I did break my bat, however, though, my trusty old school Ken Griffey bat with a big thick handle. It's bugging me. I can't find a replacement. I'm off to the wilds of North Carolina this evening, so tonight's episode is coming a day early. Enjoy.
We'll be right back.
Neil Young doing Barstool Blues from Zuma. One of my favorite tracks from that album. It's an album with long swaths that I need to skip. What's that big song, Cortez the Killer? People rave about that. I know it's got a lot of those long guitar solos, but I find it kind of like a second-rate, long, slow Neil Young jam. After it's a Cowgirl in the Sand and the other one from that album from Everybody Knows This Is Nowhere, the other long one. How many more of those songs do I need out of Neil? I did finish Neil's autobiography, memoir, whatever you want to call it, Waging Heavy Peace, a couple weeks ago. Fascinating, often frustrating read. I want to read about music and Neil Young's thoughts on music, his experiences, and couldn't go three pages without getting distracted by his MP3 player kind of thing that he's been working on, and talking about old cars and talking about new cars that look like old cars and they're green and all that kind of stuff. But it's kind of part of the charm. It's part of the package with Neil Young. You know you're going to get some rambling old hippie stuff out of him. So that's cool. Waging Heavy Peace. Before Barstool Blues, we heard Wings doing Hell in Wheels and the Rolling Stones doing Walk Before I Run. Wings, I've been slogging through for the last year, a few pages at a time, this Paul McCartney biography called Fab, I think. And man, it is way less than fab. I've always found McCartney a boring subject, which is sad because he's such a tremendous musician. You would think somebody could find an angle on him beside all the stuff you can kind of think about on your own time, but this guy who wrote this book over the course of like 800 pages has not managed to make McCartney's life any more interesting. I keep edging along. I'm into like Flowers in the Dirt period now, and the tour I saw in 1989 or 90, which really sucked. But I'm only hanging in there right now, hoping I get a good Hamish Stewart story or two. Maybe they'll talk about his and Paul's divorce. See if we get anything out of that. 12 Next is a track from the latest Pere Ubu album, entitled Lady from Shanghai. Pere Ubu is a band that, mostly to my delight, never goes away. Cranky old David Thomas keeps it going, bringing in new blood as need be. This time he's got some of the, I think the guys from Two Pale Boys are playing with him. And this album is a very good mix of kind of, you know, some of the garagey kind of foundation of Pere Ubu with the noise that the Two Pale Boys bring. So I always kind of like when Pere Ubu is willing to have some cacophony, but also have something approaching a song and riffs underneath it all. Here's Lampshade Man.
Say the truth. Thank you. Thank you.
It was African Head Charge, one of those Adrian Sherwood collectives, doing Some Bizarre. Before that, New Order, Age of Consent. A song I'd kind of even forgotten existed or was different than their other song I like, Temptation, I think it's called. You might recall a few weeks ago the quest that you guys helped me with to identify 25 characteristically 80s songs that I actually liked in their time. And Pere Ubu started us off with Lampshade Man, started off that set, I should say. And that set with the Adrian Sherwood stuff reminds me of a place I used to get my hair cut at in the 80s. It was like, it might have actually been called New Wave Salon, had New Wave lettering and all that kind of stuff. The woman who cut my hair was this tall, striking goth woman, huge, wild mane of hair, you know, like Tim Burton would have just, he would have poked his eyes out for this woman. It was pretty hot getting haircuts from her. She was nice, too, and there's always like Adrian Sherwood stuff playing in the background. I'd ask her what it was, and you know, she might tell me which collective it was. But the manager, who I also assumed was her boyfriend, looked a lot like he was kind of prototype for Dr. Evil. Shaved head, shiny gray suit with no collar, you know, German talk show host glasses, and he would just stand in the corner and stare at me, making sure nothing untoward was going on. Didn't want to mess with Dr. Evil. She had the scissors, but he had the cutting glare. Here's Justin Timberlake. I'm digging this new album. As much as I can dig new albums, that is.
Hey, little mama, I gotta ask me if I want to. Just tell me, can I get a light? Roll you up and let it run through my veins. 'Cause I can always see the farthest stars when I'm on you. I don't wanna ever come down on this cloud of loving you. Now you got me hopped up on that ocean. Push a love girl, ain't you? Yeah. Just my little push a love girl. Now, hey, little mama, I love this high we're on to. And I know that your supply won't run out anytime soon. You gave me a taste, now I know that there's no getting off you. Cloud of loving you. Now you got me hopped up on that ocean. So I wanna see the baby. Push a love girl, ain't you? Yes, yeah. Just my little push a love girl, ain't you? Since you came around, I've been living a different life. And I don't wanna come down from this love I got on high. And people call me a user, but I want you. Baby, social love, girl. So sweet, yes you are. Just my little push of love, girl. Ain't you? She's my little push of love, girl.
I'm just a
come on.
I'm just a
junkie for your love.
I'm hopped upon it. And now I'm just a
junkie for your love.
Break it down. My heroin, my cocaine, my plum wine, my MDMA. I'm hopped upon it. It won't go away. Till I get home and get you in my veins. I'm just a
junkie for your love.
Hopped up on it. And now I'm just a
junkie for your love.
Say, I'm just a
junkie for your love.
I'm hopped up on it. And now I'm just a junkie for your love. My nicotine, my blue dream, my hydroponic, candy jelly bean. Can't you fix me up? I'm your number one fiend. Be my little pill and just creep into my bloodstream. Bloodshot eyes, I'm hopped upon it. You ain't gotta think twice, just hop upon it. There's a million names for your kind of chronic. That push of love, that's what I call it. I'm just a
junkie for your love.
I'm hopped up on it. Yeah. Now I'm just a
junkie for your love.
Let me hear you say. Now I'm just a
junkie for your love.
And I'm hopped up on it. Yeah. And now I'm just a junkie for your love.
Oh,
She's got herself a universe gone quickly. For the call of thunder threatens everyone.
Madonna. Ow! How sexy is Madonna's Ray of Light? Man, I dug that song when it was a little hit. There's something about the mighty Madonna being reduced to clutching on to relevancy. Some 40-year-old woman dropping ecstasy and, you know, going out clubbing. It's kind of cool to see her reduced to her sleazy club girl roots, but at the same time, trying to embrace a kind of, you know, sense of enlightenment, getting into her spiritual side. Isn't that what we do when we get into our 40s and beyond? You still want to feel young, you still want to feel sexy, but you want to show people that there's a purpose behind that all now. Oh man, just imagine her. Just imagine her, like, you know, clutching the Kabbalah in one hand and a dildo in the other. You go, girl. And Justin Timberlake doing Push Your Love Girl before that, from his latest album. Can't believe I'm listening to Justin Timberlake. That guy's actually pretty good. I'm surprised. Finally, we had a thread a couple weeks ago, maybe a month or two ago, that I'm not finding too many super happy songs, but here's one by the Wailers. This song just makes me happy. And I'm gonna be happy this week seeing my brother married. You have a great week. Thank you for joining us. I'm Mr. Moderator. You've been listening to Rocktown Hall's Saturday Night Shut-In.
Baby, baby, we've got the day.
Yeah, we're getting it together.